Cyril Brizard. Brizard is synonymous with your own marketing talks about where aesthetic meets functionality. And we've been familiar as a company with your craft, your art. You're the only real, I guess all these cigar manufacturers that we've been talking to are artists in a sense. But you're truly doing things with building humidors and accessories for
With a lot of passion for what I do.
Yeah.
A lot of excitement. I've been doing this for almost 25 years now, and I just feel that every day is like a new day, and every day I wake up like a toast and excited about what the new project is going to be and what the new leather, the new woods that I'm going to find, the new designs that we're going to come up with, because I enjoy what I do passionately. I happen to really enjoy the people of the cigar world, who are people who have a passion for life to start with. Mm. And, you know, cigar is a bonding medium for a lot of people to connect. And the one thing that a lot of cigar smokers have in contact is the passion for the good life. And when you have a passion for the good life, the good food, the good drinks, the pretty looking things, and you address to a clientele of people that appreciate nice things, you are happy, you right. know. You're happy because you're making things for people that recognize the work and the effort and the research and the attention to the details that goes into making a product. So we're not doing anything in mass production at our company. We have the same team, the same people for the last 20 years, and they're getting better and better every year. That's the thing. There's no rotation. It's just people that, where maybe one was a stitcher and one was a leather assembler, and they have learned to do something that they know they are irreplaceable. And
so for people to go and see what you create, where do they go?
Well, it's not open to everybody. Okay, my factory is my main factory of all the final assembling and all the work of leather work is in California. It's in Canoga Park. My humidors are made actually on the other side of the border by a team of women, and the factories can be visited.
Is there a website that to visit? I go to Brizard. What's the line for it? It's Brizard.
BrizardandCo.com.
BrizardandCo.com.
And
so I went there this morning. I spent time looking at a variety of products, a variety of accessories, a lot of beautiful humidors, but a lot of just sheer beauty. I mean, the time and the thought and the intention that goes into this is just remarkable.
Well, thank you very much for you. It's always a pleasure to hear people recognizing the beauty there is in our product. When you go to our website, you will see the products individually. You will be able to see the lighters and the cases and the humidors. If you go to my Instagram, you will be able to see my collections.
And that Instagram is?
It's Brizard & Co. as
okay.
well.
Yep. I will be adding you.
BRIZARDANDCO at Brizard & Co.
Okay.
And on my Instagram, you will see all the collections, because one of the unique things about my company is that all the products that we create are designed to match with each other. So we have collections for golfers, the Augusta collection that is using Aston Martin leather and Green Forest green leather. And
beautiful.
We have leathers that we, in our own factory, we deboss the leather with the patterns of a golf ball, for example. And so we create a collection that's completely articulated around the spirit of golfing. We also have collections of ostrich in various colors. We have antique saddle ostrich that would be your cowboy, you know, luxury cowboy.
Sure.
Finish. And we have some more fancy ostrich. We're, you know, blue, and we just did recently something for Carlito Fuente in an orange ostrich. I use Cayman alligator. I use American alligator as well. I did a collection for DuPont that was made with American Mississippi alligator. But whenever we create a collection, it's always, you can get all your accoutrements, you know, your case, your cutter, your lighter, your humidor, of the same finish. In every product, we care to not have only a good case, but every product we have is from a functionality standpoint and in aesthetics, but functionality as well, we try to get the absolute best products that we can incorporate to our lines.
You talk about passion, and it's intriguing. Our mission as a company is to protect people's passions. So with our beginnings in the cigar industry, the music industry subsequent to that, and the cannabis industry relatively recently, catering to people's passions, being conscious of what people value, and giving them the opportunity to enjoy at a level that's unprecedented. That's really the ethic behind our 27 years of history as Boveda. So the parallel between your ethic and your taste.
So we probably started about the same time.
Yeah.
27 years, yeah.
Yeah.
96.
Yeah, 97 for us. Yeah.
97, actually. Yeah. 96 was a thinking process. This is how I started.
What were you doing before?
Well, I was manufacturing high-end leather kits. Tell you the story. I was manufacturing very high-end leather kits that I was filling with all miniature sizes of amenities for luxury cruise lines and private jet industries. And I was importing from France all the finer products from Van Cleef & Arpels, Oscar de la Renta, Yves Saint Laurent. And I happened to be one day at a yacht show in Fort Lauderdale when one of the yacht owners that owned a 150-foot yacht said, "You're making these beautiful, beautiful leather kits for our amenities, but I travel with my cigars in a Ziploc bag."
Right.
And I said, "Can you make me a travel humidor?" And I thought, a travel humidor? I've never heard about a travel humidor before. I've smoked cigars since I was 18 years old, but I never heard about it. So I quickly came up with a prototype, and I was needing at that time a humidifier. And that humidifier, I locally found a company that, it was a French humidifier, brand was Credo. And the company was a little company that owned a very big brand. It was Romeo and Julieta. That company got bought by a company that later became Altadis. And I was looking for a humidifier, and they asked me, I said, "We can distribute your product." And I said, "Why not? Because I don't have nobody in the cigar industry." And so I said, "How many do we need to order it?" I said, I pulled a number, I said, 1,000 pieces, no problem. And I said, so I got an $88,000 order, and I walked up and did a happy dance on the street. And a week later, it was so easy. I came up with a different size, and it gave me another big order. So now I've got over $100,000 in an industry that I've never done anything. And so I started manufacturing, and this is one of the most honorable company that I've ever met, because once the company got bought, after they were bought, they actually decided to discontinue all the accessories. And they told me, says, "Hey, we got a call. You've got some good news and bad news." I said, "What is it?" "Well, the bad news is that our company is being bought by another company." It was the end of the 90s. It was the end of the cigar boom.
Right.
All the stores were basically closing down one after the other. And at that time, I thought, oh my God, this is the end of it. But don't worry about it. Whatever we're going to do, we're going to discontinue. We're going to buy the whole amount because we promised you that we were going to do.
Beautiful.
And the guy was Brad Winfield, who's actually with, he's one of the pioneers of, you know, the cigar industry in terms of distributor. And after they, I thought I was entering this industry in the amenity business. One of my partners passed away in France. And I said, "Wow, this is too bad. I got so excited about the cigar industry and everything is falling apart here." So I was hanging out of the Grand Havana room and I met Joey Pantaleano. And he and I, we started talking about product. And I came up with the idea of making a cigar case that was made with leather and cedar inside. Mm-hmm. And nobody had ever done a case that was laminated with cedar at the end of the 90s. And he said, "You know, if you made a case with leather and cedar, you probably would do very well with it." I said, "Yeah, but all the stores are closing down." I said, "Well, let me try." Because my other business was kind of falling apart because my partner had passed away in France and sure, I couldn't get all the supplies. So I manufactured like 300 cigar cases. And I said, "I'm going to go start meeting the retailers directly and I'm not going to go through a distributor." At that time, I was 27 years old, had a house in Malibu, had all the toys in the world. I gave up everything. I packed 300 cases in the back of my car, and I traveled across America on every single highway to meet every retailer one-on-one.
Beautiful.
And the one thing I discovered is that all these people, because I was always had the portraying of the tobacco industry being nasty people,
stodgy,
you know, and all that. But the cigar business, the premium cigar business, is a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
You have people from all kinds, all walks of life. I met people that were former firemen, policemen, doctors, and many of them became friends. And so I travel on Highway 1, Highway 10, Highway 30, 40, Highway 70, and across the country, I met all the best cigar shops in America, and I built a relationship with them personally. And this is how my company started.
Well, and at the same time, if you visit that many stores and you interact with that many people, you're gaining invaluable marketing information to understand what your customers like.
Absolutely.
You know, and getting affinities, you start to understand where people are coming from, and it shapes your attitude about what you're going to create.
I learned a lot and everything from my customers. So we only had a cigar case at that time, and I couldn't make a living just selling a cigar case. But in 1999, I met Carlito Fuente, and I did the first limited edition for Opus 6. And those were like three limited editions of 999 cigar cases. And all of a sudden, nobody knew my name, nobody knew my brand, but it was co-designed by me and Carlito Fuente. And it was a co-branding project. It had three Reserva di Chateau cigars in it. And everybody wanted to get the Opus 6 case. So at that time, I started developing my company and creating more products, bringing in humidors, lighters, cutters. And this is how I went from making leather kits for amenities to a cigar case to a line of cigar accessories.
That's another parallel between your adventures and our company. How many stories have I heard here at the show about people whose trajectory was transformed by interacting with Carlito Fuente? Carlito's the reason we're in this business. I mean, he really...
So we have this big thing, absolutely.
He's the first real believer. He took a chance and gave us a chance and gave us an opportunity, and we're forever grateful to that family for the energy that they put in, the wind they put in our sails.
He's a wonderful, wonderful soul, and he is a man who cares for other people. He likes to spread the good word, and you know, it's interesting. He was the reason why my company started. He was always a big supporter, but we lost contact for many, many years. Because we're busy, we say hello at the show and all of that. And about 2 years ago, year and a half, 2 years ago, all of a sudden, I'm getting a video. It's about a 10-minute long video where he stands in front of my display, and he is talking about the fact that I made him the best project, that it was the nicest case he's ever had.
He's building
that he loved our collaboration, that our products are beautiful. And I was like, I didn't ask him to do this. I didn't have anybody asking to do this. Out of his golden heart, he basically spontaneously stood in front of my display and for 10 minutes did something that's invaluable. And so now we have reconnected again, and we're planning the launch very soon of a new limited edition for Black Pink, his new line.
That's beautiful. Yeah, it's so, he's just such an encouraging character and a big-hearted human.
Absolutely.
He's been nothing but wind in our sails as a company. So your reputation precedes you, your affinity for quality, it really stands apart from other products in the marketplace. I'm thrilled to have a chance to sit with you. I'm excited to see what the next chapters are, especially with what you're doing with Carlito. And this industry, there's a whole, like there's a new chapter in the cigar industry. We had Sam Perre for an interview and talking about Lux cigars. There's a lot of beauty and a lot of passion that are going into creating products that are really high end. And you're in a great position to be a source for that type of art, where art meets functionality. Where aesthetic meets functionality.
Functionality.
I think that's the way you said it.
Talk about functionality. you know, we're in the project that we're going to be doing, we're going to involve Boveda, but you know that when I started building humidors and manufacturing my own humidors, I started making the humidors with Boveda in mind. I didn't make humidors and then thought, let's use Boveda. the Bovida humidors were created, the humidors, my humidors were created for the Bovida product, which I believe is absolutely the most extraordinary product that can, that has revolutionized, and it's the best thing to use to preserve and keep the perfect humidity for your cigars. So we have created these boxes that are called the airflow humidor, because in a typical humidor, you usually have the humidity that drops from the top, and you have to rotate your cigars in order to get even humidity. So the way I build my humidors, on the sidewalls, I build latches in order for all the lower layer cigars to have air to circulate around and prevent molding from growing on cigars. And then I took the exact thickness of the Bovida packs and I created a tray at the bottom that's elevated to the exact level of the Bovida pack. And I've created under the lid a piece that's made out of solid cedar, one solid cedar that's cut in the center with a screen, so you can put the Bovida packs as well. So your cigars are now sandwiched between two sources of humidity. They get 360 degree humidification.
Beautiful.
Powered by Bovida.
Beautiful. Well, that's tremendous. I'm excited to see the outcome. I hope that our companies work. I know you've had close relationships with people at Bovida. I hope that we find ways to help edify and lift up your art and your presentations to the industry. We'd love to be involved in that.
Since last year, every Brizard accessory, every Brizard humidor that is shipped anywhere around the world is shipped with a complimentary 3 to 4 month supply of Bovida.
Beautiful.
Seasoning pack and humidification system.
We can't thank you enough for that.
Thank you as well.
I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to talk to you. The beauty, go to Brizard & Company, look at the Instagram account, look at the website, understand what this gentleman has brought to the cigar industry. As far as, you know, and you really nailed it when you said it's where the aesthetic meets functionality. I mean, they're beautiful products that people can be proud of and really accentuate their enjoyment of their passions. It's so lovely to have a chance to meet you.
Well, thank you very, very much for your kind words.
It's easy. And, you do beautiful work.
I always take it to the heart.